As an institution, we have not lived up to the expectations of our constituents to make excellence in governance our top priority.
An officer and a gentleman, father and faith leader, a mayor and senator, a diplomat and legendary role model to millions. Richard Lugar, former U.S. Senator from Indiana and former mayor of Indianapolis, died Sunday. You just heard the words of Governor Eric Holcomb upon learning of Lugar's death.
Think seriously about public service. It may be public service at the local level, as a school board member or a city council member, quite apart from a member of Congress or an advisor to the president.
The local level is where Lugar began his political career in the 1960s. And you just heard him recall his place in the Indianapolis Board of School Commissioners when encouraging young people in an interview with Indy Politics, December 2018.
I'm especially honored to have this opportunity to serve for the next 4 years as mayor of the city of Indianapolis.
In 1967, he was elected mayor of Indianapolis and served two terms.
We take a great deal for granted always, and this we must not do, because planning is of the essence if we're to have the right sort of growth in this city and we're to be a part of a country that is strong and that we appreciate.
In 1970, under his leadership, the city and county governments merged into an arrangement called Unigov, which is the same government that is operating in Indianapolis in 2019.
The federal government was going to try to adopt a so-called revenue sharing.
He also served as president of the National League of Cities, and that's where he learned about some surplus money the federal government had. They planned to redistribute that money.
I learned that the amount of money that Indianapolis is likely to receive was just about the amount of money that was being suggested for a new stadium.
The new stadium was Market Square Arena.
This would in fact become a central focus, not only for basketball, but for sports in Indianapolis, in the heart of the city.
Lugar is credited partially with helping keep the Pacers in Indianapolis and helping them become an NBA team.
I had not any intent of running for the United States Senate in that particular year, but literally was drafted by the Republican Party.
In 1974, he ran for U.S. Senate against Birch Bayh.
Even that was a very spirited campaign, which we were both walking the streets of Indiana in parades and engaging in debates. It was a contest that I lost by about 4 percentage points.
In 1976, he ran again for U.S. Senate.
At some point during the summer of 1976, Vance Harkey gave up concerted attempts to establish a positive campaign as a public servant. Instead, he has chosen to treat the general election campaign of 1976 as a form of demolition derby.
This time he won and stayed for six terms, 1977 to 2013.
I'll always be thankful to Dick for taking me, a new junior senator, under his wing, including travels together to review some of his visionary work, the destruction of Cold War arsenals in the former Soviet Union.
Former President Obama speaking in 2013, the year Lugar left office.
His legacy, though, is the thousands of missiles and bombers and submarines and warheads that no longer threaten us because of his extraordinary work. And our nation and our world are safer because of this statesman.
He was defeated in the Republican primary by Richard Murdoch. The seat ultimately went to Joe Donnelly.
The Honorable Richard G. Lugar.
Obama gave Lugar the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
And in a time of unrelenting partisanship, Dick Lugar's decency, his commitment to bipartisan problem-solving stand as a model of what public service ought to be.
Since 2013, Lugar helped build the Lugar Center.
Our Lugar Center, our think tank that I founded trying to work for bipartisan cooperation, founded an index to rate people on their basis to second each other's bills across the aisle. It's making a little bit of headway, but I wouldn't overstate it.
Certainly one of his indelible legacies will be the Lugar series that was created for Republican women and training them and getting them involved in public service.
Indiana Republican Party Chairman Kyle Hupfer.
And you now are in the second or third generation of that, and that impact will be felt here in Indiana and around the world for years to come as well.
Lugar may be best remembered for the common sense and gentlemanly Hoosier values that helped get him elected and which may have played a part in his defeat. While he may have left the Senate, he never left public service, and he never stopped believing in those values.
Be prepared, really, to do your duty in behalf of others, because public service does offer opportunities to make a difference in the lives of a lot of people, and that is very satisfying.
I'm Chris Davis.